taking you into the sports across the eastern plains of Colorado. This is Eastern Colorado Insider.
Fleming Wildcat football has won the last 2 weeks as they get set to take on Prairie in another six-man North game. I'm joined by the Wildcat football head coach, John King. And coach, it has to feel good after the losses the first 2 weeks of the season for you guys to have gotten back on the right foot the last couple weeks, especially because the last 2 weeks have been league games, right?
Yeah, definitely. We cleaned a lot of things up that really haunted us those first couple weeks, and it's kind of nice to you know, just get things straightened out and playing better, no doubt.
One of the aspects that I've been really impressed with you guys is I can't remember the last time you had almost 500 yards passing at this point in the season. You are a ground-based football team. What's been the turning point? Is it just that Trayson Kirkwood's a little bit more mature and you're able to trust him more as a ball thrower?
Yeah, you know, that's definitely, you know, a big part of it. I thought at the end of last season, the last 2 or 3 weeks, all of a sudden he started kind of relaxing and seeing the field, you know, a little bit better and things. And then we've got some, you know, part of it in the past. I've had either kids who I don't have anybody that can throw the ball really well, or I've had times where I've had somebody who can throw the ball really well, but don't have anybody that can catch very well. And things. So it's kind of a combination this year. We got some athletes who are, you know, are pretty good at catching the ball, and Trayson's doing a pretty good job making good decisions with it. So it definitely helps, you know, if a team, we're still going to, you know, have our rushing and try and play action off that as much as possible. But it is nice this year that when we need that passing game, that's been helping us a lot. So
the last couple of years, Fleming Wildcat football has had one back. Like, this is the guy. He's going to be a 2,000 yard rusher. He's the one that's going to carry the bulk of the load. You don't really have that this year. You have about three guys that can handle the rushing game. Are you excited to have that versatility because it makes your play calling a little bit easier?
Yeah, you know, more than the play call, it just keeps them fresh. You know, most of them play, you know, both ways or a lot on both sides of the ball, and it's nice. We have a three-person rotation, and every series they're supposed to, you know, keep rotating in there, and that can be a huge deal in a close game. You know, the one thing about six-man is there's a lot of running in it usually, and if any time you can get kind of some of your top players off the field for a series or for three or four plays in a row, at least, instead of take a timeout and you're like, all right, you got a 60-second break, then you got to go, you know, go back to full speed. And so anytime you can get them off for a few plays and stuff, it can really, you know, pay dividends in the third and fourth quarter. So
you guys on the offensive end, obviously Connor Marchant and the Monroes are both very big, but on the defensive side, while those guys are big names from the tackle standpoint, I think a guy that has to be a leader for you is Mason Mullahan, because he's been doing it. This is his third year, right, as a regular part of your defense.
You know, Mason's is just such a valuable part of our team. Nobody knows about him. Nobody, you know, I'm sure, you know, most teams when they're preparing that week, they may not even mention his name or his number or anything, but he has been such a band-aid for us. I think he's played every position on the field for us, I think, as a freshman. I don't think he got in the varsity game, but he had to step in and play quarterback in JV a little bit for us when we had an injury or something, but he's on offense. He's played all three line positions. He's played both slots in the backfield from time to time. And defensively, he's played every position for us. And he's just one of those great kids who, you know, it's just like I could walk up to him today and say, Mason, we need you at, you know, outside linebacker this week. Okay. You know, and he'll go out there and give you a great effort every play of every game. You know, he's just, he's very underappreciated, I think, by coaches and people who just kind of watch us some, but he definitely is a huge part of our game, our team, no doubt.
he gets overlooked a little bit because of the sheer physical presence of somebody like Dane Cunningham. I mean, 6'4", 260. I mean, this is a big kid that is a big part of your line. But I think one of the coolest things is he's also a really good kicker. And that's not something that not every six-man team has. And you have a history of offensive linemen as kickers. Is there just something in the water in Fleming?
Well, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, we've had that fairly often over the years. And part of it is just finding anybody and who can kick. You know, when I was a kid, we didn't have Xboxes and things like that. So when you were bored, you went outside, you kicked and you punted a ball. I mean, I spent thousands of hours just by myself kicking and punting a ball when I was a kid. Well, it's just changed, and I thought that's become something that's kind of hard to find anymore unless you're lucky enough. And only once have I been lucky enough to have a kid who really grew up playing a lot of soccer, that King Bandy a few years ago, mm-hmm. Who was a pretty good kicker for us. Otherwise, that's something we struggle with, and yeah, we've kind of lucked into it that Dane just enjoys. You know, it's he didn't as much this summer, I don't think. Last summer, he's like, Coach, can I just get a bunch of footballs for the summer? And he'd just go out and just kick. And, you know, so I don't know. He may have one of those mean parents or something who doesn't let him play Xbox or something. So he had to go out and just practice it some. But, yeah, that's been a huge deal for us. It's helped us a lot. So.
You have always, throughout your entire coaching career, been all about developing great young men. But I want to take some time right now because you're at 199 career wins. With a win this week, you will be at 200 career wins. In retrospective, what does that mean to you?
I guess it just means I'm old. You know, to do that, that takes a while. But no, really, I mean, it's in a slight way, it's kind of neat. It's kind of a milestone, but. You know, for me, we stopped after our game last week at a McDonald's. And when we went to leave, the manager comes up and just tells me, I just need to tell you how great your kids were tonight. He said, you know, when we have teams in here, usually it gets loud, it's out of control, things are left a mess. She's like, your kids were great. And I just had to tell you that. So that means 100 times more to me than the number of wins I've had or anything. So,
yeah.
You know, that's kind of what it's about.
Yeah. I mean, making these guys great young men. And in the end, you've had a lot of great players that have played for you. As you look back at this time that you have as a coach, you have 4 championships. But what are some of the other on-field moments that stand out to you from the first 199 wins?
Probably when sometimes – usually it happens like in the off season, you know, that all of a sudden a kid that you knew had some potential or something down the road and they just show up, you know, and it, like I said, it usually going into the next year and they're like, man, did this kid make a huge leap? I mean, or leap. He just grew up mentally and matured. And, you know, all of a sudden now he's a good player for us. But I've had it a few times over the years where, literally on a Friday night at a game, I still have a kid who, like, man, I know this kid's capable of it, but, you know, just hasn't figured it out. And then all of a sudden he shows up Monday and just as we start doing drills or something, he's just a different kid. So a lot of situations like that, just seeing kids grow up and mature and things like that, even if it's not on the field, you know, it's just all of a sudden they become a leader. Or they, you know, it may be a kid who struggled grade-wise, you know, for a junior through junior high or even sometimes into high school. And then all of a sudden, you know, just through encouragement and keeping working with them and stuff, all of a sudden, you know, they get their report card and they've got all A's and B's now, you know, and stuff. And, you know, just you know, that's the thing that, I don't know, just that's probably some of the most memorable things I have is things like that, you know. And I'll tell, is, you know, when I have kids struggling with something, you know, having done it this long, and be like, you know what, this reminds me of so-and-so. And then all of a sudden one day, you know what, he wasn't in trouble anymore, or his grades weren't a problem anymore, and things. So, you know, there's lots of plays from games, you know. I mean, I have kids come up to me all the time, and they'll be like, hey, coach, do you remember that a Rickery game back in 96, you know, when I made this play? And you know, occasionally I do. I'm like, yep, I remember exactly what you talked about. A lot of times I'm like, sorry, you know. But yeah, I'm sure it was, you know, a great play from you and stuff. But you know, when I'm just have flashbacks to things, so many times it's probably not even necessarily plays. It's just, it's memories. It's some of the times at practice that something funny happens, and about the whole team's just on the ground rolling, and things. Just, you know, that's I guess that's what's kept me doing it so much, so long, is the fun, you know, we've had, and the memories like that still make me chuckle. I'll think of it, and I'll just be sitting by myself in the tractor, and I'll just start chuckling or something. Or if I do it at home, Denise is like, what are you chuckling about, you know? And I'm like, oh, I just, you know, I'm watching a game on TV, and it reminded me of something that somebody did, you know, 10 years ago or something. And so, yeah, it's, you know, that's a lot of it is you know, lots of memories, but they're not just all plays that happen, you know, during the game, that's for sure.
You also have to be very blessed, before we get to this week's football game, where you could potentially get win number 200. You have to be very blessed to have family that has been very supportive, getting to coach with your son, Jackson. Your wife has been a coach. You've got several relatives that are coaches as well. So you have to be very blessed to have a wonderful family that has helped you get to this point.
Oh, zero doubt. You know, that's, if it wasn't for Denise's support, you know, primarily, I never could have done this, and really probably wouldn't have had the success I've had. She's pretty level-headed. You know, occasionally she'll be on me, you need to do this, and I'm, you know, and I might every once in a while dig my heels in, which it probably turns out bad if I do dig my heels in and don't go with what she tells me. But you know, just, you know, it's you nobody has really any idea how many hours you put into it, and you know, it's just like tonight, you know what, she's gonna have dinner ready when I get home, and she doesn't know if that's going to be 6:30 or 7:30 or 8 o'clock or whatever, but she's, you know, been really supportive, you know, that way, and understanding, and the time, you know, all summer when you got to quit doing work and go open the weight room, and just everything. I mean, she has been just, you know, she's way bigger part of the program than anybody could ever imagine. And then having Jackson back home is just icing on the cake. You know, it's we have a lot of fun, you know, together and talking and about it year round, you know. All right, this is what we can do next year. Man, I can't wait to see what this kid can do this next year or next week or anything. That's just been it. And then it's you know what, it makes for fun holidays, and anytime we get together having Randy, you know, to tell stories with, and you know, back and forth, and you know, he's had as much or more success than I have as a coach, so we just, yeah, it makes it a lot of fun. Really been blessed, you know, for a team that, for a family that you know, enjoy sports, whether we're playing or coaching or watching or whatever, it makes it a lot of fun, because you can about bet anytime we get together that, even if it's the reason we're together was for farming or for something else, sports are going to come up, and we're going to have a good conversation about it. So,
Well, and I always do enjoy getting the texts from you guys when you get into some debate. Hey, do you remember this? I always just enjoy having been a part of that, and I'm humbled to have gotten to know you guys and consider you guys friends. So congratulations for all the hard work that you guys have done and in getting Fleming Sports to where it is right now. I've been very blessed to be a part of it.
Well, we sure appreciate what you've done for, you know, not only Fleming, but the area schools, you know, and it would be pretty easy where, you know, you've gotten more involved in covering like college level sports now with mm-hmm. NJC and things and some bigger high schools in the area and stuff. It'd be really easy to just say, six man football or 1A basketball or volleyball and stuff, you know, that's not near as fun. But man, you've just been absolutely class about treating it with respect and enthusiasm and things. So that's meant a ton to the kids, you know, not only at Fleming, but I know all the schools in the area. So we sure appreciate what you've done for us. So
absolutely. So to get win 200 this week, you have to beat Prairie. This is a program that you've had a lot of great games with over the years. Great coach, great athletes. What do you have to do so that the Fleming Wildcats can make it 3-0 in league play and get the win this week?
Well, we just got to, you know, we've been doing a pretty good job the last couple of weeks, like I said, just cleaning up some of our mistakes. Those first couple of weeks, we were so close to really winning those games. I mean, we very easily could if it wasn't just self-inflicted wounds, whether it be penalties or blown assignments that when we'd watch film the next week would just drive us crazy. And we're like, oh my gosh, did we screw that up, you know, and things. So, you know, that's the biggest thing is just mentally be ready to play, you know, eliminate as many mistakes as we can. And then obviously, you know, that six man is no different than 8 or 11 man from the Spiffle League clear up to the pros. I mean, you got to block, you got to control the line of scrimmage, you got to block, you got to tackle, and you got to take care of the football. You know, that's what I preach. I mean, it doesn't matter the level or the number of guys on the field. If you want to be successful, you better do those things. You know, so hopefully we'll have a game that we do that, you know, and hopefully I'll get 200 sometime. And if it's this week, that'd be awesome. Just because that means we're still undefeated in league and setting ourselves up, you know, with a chance to win the league still. And then if not, then, you know, by golly, let's try and go get it next week. So.
That's Coach John King for the Fleming Wildcats. Coach, thank you for your time and good luck.
Oh, thank you again for everything, Ben.